glyphosate and the tree nut industry. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Carl Isath is the Technical Support Director for the California Walnut Board, and he comments on glyphosate use in the walnut industry. It's an important material, but it has challenges.
Boy, that's one thing. You know, the EPA, they've come out with study after study that it's not a probable cancer aid. And the DPR in this state, they're going with that. I mean, the EPA says it's not possible cancer, and the DPR hasn't really started to restrict.
But ISAS said here comes the European Union.
The EU is working to ban all use of glyphosate in their countries. You know, because we use glyphosate still, and there's some real low residues that we track, well below the U.S. EPA residue level. But then if the EU would end up banning glyphosate, we would have to switch over to some other chemistries. It would be more expensive and had to, spray more often. You know, you just trade off one tool and you have to apply twice as much, twice as often for the same type of control.
It's recommended that nitrogen should not be applied in the late fall or winter due to leaching and loss in almond orchards. However, potassium, foliar-applied zinc, and boron can be added if needed. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.